Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickling.
And we are talking about Michael Jackson, the one and only, the star performer. Okay, so let's recap what we talked about in day one. Michael Jackson is still looked upon as the greatest performer to ever live.
And this year would have been his 60th birthday.
That's right. Okay, so Michael's journey as a musician, it started out pretty early. He first amazed fans as part of the Jackson 5 in 1964.
But he left the group to begin his solo career. And after that, he became one of the most high-profile stars in the music industry.
That's right. Now, he started breaking records, of course, with the 1982 release of Thriller.
And his album Bad is also the first album to feature 5 number one hits in the U.S.
And you know what? Those are only 2 of the 10 famous albums he released. Yeah. So, up to now, of course, he has been the most awarded pop artist. He's won the most Grammys, that sort of thing. All right, so we are going to find out more about Michael Jackson, the celebrated artist today, because why not celebrate this amazing man on what would have been his 60th birthday?
Reading.
Michael Jackson, the performer who changed the world. Ever since Michael first hit the scene, his music has made a huge impact on people. One reason for this is that his songs include powerful messages for societies. An example of this is his song Black or White. In it, he sings, "Yes, we're one and the same. It don't matter if you're black or white." This meaningful statement shows that Michael didn't want people to judge others by their race. Michael also made a difference through dance. He set the bar for choreography at both his live shows and in his music videos. In fact, his early music videos for Thriller's tracks feature such creative dancing and fashion that they are considered art forms. Many of today's famous performers, including Bruno Mars and Beyoncé, name him as one of their greatest inspirations. Sadly, Michael Jackson passed away in 2009. Yet, even in his absence, his influence can still be felt around the world. Michael's many talents are not likely to be forgotten anytime soon.
All right, let's start our article today with the sentence, "Ever since Michael first hit the scene, his music has made a huge impact on people."
And an impact is a strong effect or influence that something has on a situation or a person. 那我们可以有影响的意思啦。那 hit the scene 就是登台啊，露面。
Right, the music scene there is what we're talking about. Okay, so he's had a strong impact on people. Let's find out why. It says, one reason for this is that his songs include powerful messages for societies. Now, he's not just doing a message for one person. He's doing messages for societies. Now, society is a noun. It's a group of people that all live together in some way, such as they all have the same government. They all live in the same community. They all follow the same traditions or rules, or maybe they all have the same religion. Those kind of things. Here's an example. This is a very multicultural society. People from many different countries all live together here.
所以 society 就是社会的意思哦。老师刚刚有说是个名词，所以 Michael 对人们的影响大，有一个原因是因为他的歌曲都传达着很有力量的信息。那我们就可以说 stress is a very serious problem in today's society. 那就是近现代的社会压力是很严重的问题。Or family is the basic unit of a society. 家庭是社会的基本单位。
Okay, so we have said that he's putting powerful messages in his songs, and that is very true. And we have an example right here. It says, an example of this is his song Black and White. Okay, so let's find out what's in this song, all right? In it, he sings, "Yes, we're one and the same. It don't matter if you're black or white."
So everyone is equal, no matter what skin color you are.
Exactly. Now, I just want to say one thing about those song lyrics, right? Yeah. We said, "It don't matter." Now, that is not the correct grammar. We would say it doesn't matter in correct grammar, but sometimes in song lyrics, we kind of change to make it easier to sing. So that's why it says that there. All right, so let's talk about these lyrics here, these words in the song. It says, "This meaningful statement shows that Michael didn't want people to judge others by their race." Now, a lot to talk about in there. We're going to start by looking at the adjective meaningful. Meaningful describes something that's useful, important, or serious in a way that shows you should pay attention to it because you might even learn something important from it. As an example, we might say, "I don't just want to work at an office for my whole life. I want to do something meaningful, like helping people."
对，就是有意义的意思，或者是意味深长的意思。It's an adjective. 那 meaning, 我们知道 meaning 就是名词嘛，我们后面加上 ful 就会变成形容词哦。Right, so let's take a look at our first sentence here. We can say, "Having the opportunity to work would make retirement more meaningful for those senior citizens." 就是有机会工作会让退休的老人觉得更有意义。Or, and we still have another word to explain in the last sentence,
That's
right?
That's right.
What does judge, we see, saw judge.
So this sentence, or these lyrics were meaningful because Michael wanted people to learn something from them. And what he wanted them to learn was that you shouldn't judge people on their race. Now, judge here is a verb, and when you judge someone, you form an opinion or you say your opinion about a person or thing. Now, this is often done in an unfair way because of somebody's appearance or the way they sound or their personalities. Here's an example. It's not fair to judge someone just because they speak a different language than you, right? So you might hear someone, if you go to the U.S., you might hear someone speaking Spanish. Now, some people might say, oh, they're not really American, but you don't know that, right? So if you say that, that's what you're doing. You're judging them, and you're just kind of saying an opinion, but you don't. It's not really fair.
That means you're being judgmental. 形容词也可以 being judgmental, 就是你会去评断别人是不好的。所以 judge 就是评断的意思。It's used as a verb here. And 我们用 verb 来造几个句子好了。我们就可以说啊, you can't judge a book by its cover. 就是不能以貌取人。Maybe I look like I'm a bad person, but maybe I'm like the kindest person in the world. You have no idea.
Right.
Or you can easily judge the ripeness of a banana by the color of its peel. 你可以透过果皮的颜色去判断出香蕉有没有成熟。那我们常常说 judging by or judging from something. We usually say that to express the reasons why we have a particular opinion. 所以我们就可以说啊, judging from the look of the sky, we may have snow tomorrow.
Ooh, I would love that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's hot.
I know. Now, judge can also be a noun, which means a person who can decide who is the winner of a competition or a person that's in charge of a trial in a court.
That's right.
那我们可以说, the judge concluded that he was guilty. 法官得出结论他是有罪的。
Now I'm still excited about
the sky, the snow.
Judging the sky and she looks like it's gonna snow. That would be a great thing for December.
Yeah.
All right, here we're gonna continue on in the article and say Michael also made a difference through dance. So not just with his music, but also or his songs, also through dance.
Yeah, 他的舞蹈对社会有影响。
All right, now I suppose we all know the famous moonwalk.
Yeah.
That's one of those famous dance moves. All right, it says here, he set the bar for choreography at both his live shows and in his music videos. Now, before we find out what choreography means, let's talk about this adjective, set the bar. Now, what does it mean by set the bar in this sentence? Let's find out what Michael did when he set the bar. We're going to hear from our friends who will explain today's Pocket Phrase Go.
Pocket Phrase Go!
哦，大家常常缅怀九零年代的天后们，像我的朋友们 Celine、Whitney。九零年代个个都是实力派唱将，不能怪现在出道的美眉们只有长相没有才华，只能怪我太会唱。I set the bar high when I debuted in the year 1990. 我出道时一鸣惊人，海豚音太高你跟不上，我就是天后 Mariah。Set the bar 这个片语就是立下标杆的意思，定下了一个标准。像我一出道的时候 I set the bar high， 定下很高的标准，有多高跟我的海豚音一样高。或者在学校里面，你的教练你的老师可能会激励你， Don't you think you're setting the bar a little too low？下次考试目标及格就好，你不觉得标准有点低吗？ Don't you think you are setting the bar a little too low？ 要时时刻刻要求自己才能随时有超水准表现，就像我 Fabulous。
哦，所以我原来 set the bar 就是立下标杆的意思，所以他不管在他的音乐影片还是现场表演都用他的武艺啊立下标杆，让大家记得非常清楚。
I know I will never make it to that bar with my choreography. My choreography is no good. But what is choreography? That's the question of the day.
So choreography 就是舞步啊，舞蹈的意思。不过它也可以表示编舞跟舞蹈动作设计的意思。
Dance moves, basically. Yeah. All right. Nice long word for one simple thing. Dance moves, choreography. All right. So let's find out how his choreography was so influential here. It says, in fact, his early music videos for Thriller's tracks feature such creative dancing and fashion that they are considered art forms. Now,if you can be famous for creating new art forms with your dancing, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did use the word track there. Here, track is a noun, but it means something different than the way we usually use it. Here, a track is one song or a piece of music on an album. For example, do you know how many tracks are on Lara Liang's new album?
I have no clue. Yeah, but I love her. Okay, so track is used as a noun here. 有歌曲、乐曲的意思。那在他 Thriller 专辑里面的歌都有很创新的舞蹈，都被视成是艺术哦。So track is a noun. We can say the album includes 3 previously unreleased tracks.、Mm-hmm. 就是专辑有三首以前没有发行的歌曲。那除了有歌曲的意思，有小径啊、行踪啊。You might have also heard keep track of something. 就是去记。某一件事情 you make sure to know about what's happening or what has happened, and you can keep track of things or people. And the opposite is to lose track of something.
That's right.
对，就是去失去记录了，失去一个人的行踪。那我们来看一下第二个句子哦。Rachel doesn't talk to me much, so it's hard for me to keep track of what she's doing. Rachel 不太跟我聊天耶，所以我都不知道她的近况。And remember, this word can also be a verb too.
That's right. All right, well, let's move on and go... we've talked about how to use the word track here, but there was more to find out about in that sentence. So let's find out more about today's grammar pattern.
好，那我们在刚刚老师念的句子里面有看到一个 grammar pattern， 我们来看一下，它就是用 such 跟 so 来表示如此怎么样怎么样，以至于怎么样。好，那我们来看下面一个句子哦。It is such an interesting book that it is worth reading again and again。所以这个 such 后面记得不要直接接形容词哦，要接上一个冠词 and such an interesting book. And let's rewrite the sentence using so. 用 so 来改的话就可以直接加上形容词咯。我们就可以说 It is so interesting a book that it is worth reading again and again.
Okay, so he has such amazing dance moves, such amazing fashion, that he's actually considered a form of art, which is pretty cool. Now, of course, with someone being so high profile like that, he's going to influence other people, which is why we say here, many of today's famous performers, including Bruno Mars and Beyonce, name him as one of their greatest inspirations. Now, what they're doing here is what they're naming him as an inspiration. This phrase, naming somebody as something, when you use it, you call or think of something as that thing. So for example, Bruno Mars named Michael Jackson as an inspiration. So he thought of Michael Jackson as a very inspirational person or influential person. Here's another example. The teacher named Evan as December's class leader. So he didn't say, your new name is class leader. He's just calling him, you, this month, you are the class leader.
Yeah. So you name somebody as something, 就是把谁选为什么的意思哦。那 inspiration means somebody or something that gives you ideas for doing something, 就是有给你的灵感的意思。所以有很多有名的表演家，像是 Bruno Mars, Beyonce, 都说 Michael 是他们的灵感来源，也对他们有一定的影响力。
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we need to talk about something that happened a few years ago.That is said here in this sentence. Sadly, Michael Jackson passed away in 2009. Yet, even in his absence, his influence can still be felt around the world. Of course, in that sentence, we know that pass away means to die. Okay, so Michael Jackson passed away in 2009, and now his absence is still felt. Now, absence has two main meanings. The first is related to school or work. So an absence is when a person is not in the place where they usually are, perhaps because they are sick and can't go to that place. However, in our article, absence is more general and saying that something or someone no longer exists at all. Okay, so here are a couple of example sentences to kind of clear this up. The teacher noted Evelyn's absence and decided to call her mom. Maybe Evelyn isn't at school today. Here's another one.After my father died, I had a hard time dealing with his absence.
So absence 就是有不在、缺席的意思。It's a noun, and the adjective is absent. Mm-hmm. And we usually say to be absent from something, from work or from school, as Aaron mentioned. Mm-hmm. And 我们就可以说啊 I was the only one that noticed her absence during the meeting. 会议中只有我发现她缺席。What happened to anyone else? Okay, 那我们可以说呢 the teacher wonders why Jessica is always absent from school.老师想知道为什么 Jessica 常常上课都没有来呢、And we see that his influence can still be felt around the world.What does influence mean?
Good question. So we've said this word a couple of times. We said it's adjective form a couple of times. So here we're learning influence as a noun. So influence is the power to affect people or things and how they develop, how they grow, or how they think. So Michael Jackson still has the power to change the way people think about the world, even though he passed away almost 10 years ago, right? So that is a lot of influence. Yeah. Here's another example. Without his father's influence, he would never have gotten the job.
所以 influence 就是影响力的意思是名词在这边那也可以当动词我们大家再说那虽然 Michael 已经不在人间但他对世界的影响力也是不变的哦所以这边当名词嘛 but it can also be a verb and let's make a few sentences using different parts of speech
Right.
How, for the first one we can say the media has a lot of influence on the outcome of an election 就是媒体对选举的结果是有很大的影响的 or she was influencedGreatly by her grandparents. 她的祖父母对她影响很大这边就是当动词哦
Okay, well, of course, with this much influence, Michael Jackson isn't going anywhere anytime soon. All right, it says here, Michael's many talents are not likely to be forgotten anytime soon.
And I believe that he will always be a model for those many other musicians in future generations.
That's right.
So that's all we have for today. And now it's time for us to go to our For You Chat question.
All right.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question, who has inspired you? Explain who they are and how.
Well, I think there are a lot of people in my life that inspired me. Mm-hmm. And I can't choose who, but definitely my parents are the ones that inspired me the most.
Okay.
And for my music ability, I think my grandfather inspired mm-hmm. me the most. He taught me how to sing, he taught me how to write songs, he taught me a lot of things about music. And they all inspired me in different ways.
Good.
Yeah, and okay. What about you?
For me, I have a couple of friends who have sort of inspired me to be a certain kind of person, a sort of, you know, strong, confident woman and proud of my abilities and willing to change, right? So I have a couple of really good friends who sort of taught me how to do that mm-hmm. and were just really good examples for me.
Yeah.
So there are always people in your life who teach you mm-hmm. how to be a better person, yeah. how to do the things that you want to do. So who are they for you guys? Who has inspired you? Explain who they are and how they've done that. We have to say goodbye for today, though. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michael Jackson, the performer who changed the world. Ever since Michael first hit the scene, his music has made a huge impact on people. One reason for this is that his songs include powerful messages for societies. An example of this is his song Black or White. In it, he sings, "Yes, we're one and the same. It don't matter if you're black or white." This meaningful statement shows that Michael didn't want people to judge others by their race. Michael also made a difference through dance. He set the bar for choreography at both his live shows and in his music videos. In fact, his early music videos for Thriller's tracks feature such creative dancing and fashion that they are considered art forms. Many of today's famous performers, including Bruno Mars and Beyoncé, name him as one of their greatest inspirations. Sadly, Michael Jackson passed away in 2009. Yet, even in his absence, his influence can still be felt around the world. Michael's many talents are not likely to be forgotten anytime soon.
Vocabulary Review.
Society. The point of society is to help people live safe, peaceful lives. Meaningful. This book starts off with a meaningful poem about how to be happy in life. Judge. Martin Luther King Jr. said we should judge people by how they act and not by the color of their skin. Track. I like all of the tracks on this album, except for the fourth one. It's too slow for me. Absence. After my grandpa died, we all felt his absence in our daily lives. Influence. The internet's influence has had big changes on the way people today act and live.